Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Launching into the second hour of the program, you're invited to join us here, whether you want to talk about the incels, which is apparently a group of, I imagine, 99.9% men. I don't know if there are any female incels out there.
I think if there were female incels, they would probably find a male incel and solve their problem.
Yeah. So we're talking about it because the guy who ran down 24 people in the streets of Toronto with a rented Ryder truck or van, rather, is the interview that the police conducted with him back in 2018, right after the incident, has finally been released. The judge lifted the ban on being able to distribute that information, and that is now being analyzed by news media. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
And nobody.
We'll continue with your calls and thoughts on the incels. But coming up, Chris, you're going to be telling us about the right to be forgotten and where that's happening and what the latest is with that. Longtime listeners will probably recall it's Europe, but we'll tell you more about what it is here coming up in just a moment. But over at TheGuardian.com, they're kind of doing a quick rundown of what happens in this interview with the police, where the man who was the murderer in this case, who has admitted to doing it, Alec Manation, he, in what is described as a meandering discussion, said he belonged to an online subculture of sexually frustrated men and described his path toward radicalization, saying he drew inspiration from other men who had used violence as a form of retribution for, quote, being unable to get laid. Clad in a white prison jumpsuit, Manation told police his interactions with women left him embarrassed and angry. He described a Halloween party in 2013, which was 5 years prior to the incident, so he would have been
21.
19. He's 26 now, so he probably would have been 19 or 20, because this happened in earlier 2018. So probably would have been about 19, 20 years old. And he said he described this party as he tried to speak with young women but was often ignored or laughed at. He said, quote, I was angry that they would give their love and affection to obnoxious brutes.
Mm-hmm.
Referring to maybe like your typical jocks.
Referring to toxic masculinity, the kind of men that women like.
Yeah. And a friend... at Toronto.
That's the thing. All these women were screaming.
Don't.
Well, right. all these people screaming about toxic masculinity, they're dating cops and football players.
Let's go to Vaginatarian. She may have an opinion on this matter. She's on our Discord server. Go ahead. Calling from Florida.
Hi guys.
Hey.
I honestly think nobody's onto the right track there. The women are definitely dating the football players and the more alpha males, if you will. But I think just as the same as these incels are on their own side of the spectrum, there's women on their side, too, like the women who say kill all men or like any man is bad and leave only women when it comes to rape. Like they have just as much resentment towards men in their own right as these incels have towards women.
Mm-hmm. And the amazing thing to me is that the conscious desires of the women align with the desires of the incels, but yet the subconscious desires of the women align with the desires of the football players and the cops. So it's really a strange, and that's why they end up having these deep friendships. But somehow, and this guy doesn't sound like somebody that had a lot of deep friendships with women.
No.
But that's a common refrain is, it's like listening to somebody talk about their ex-girlfriend, but it's their ex-non-girlfriend.
I think it's less common with incels than we might believe. I think the incel community is less a community of friend-zoned guy than it is similar to communities of these shooters that write manifestos. Like, there is deep-seated resentment, not just towards women, but, like, all of society. And that's why you have, I think, such a, I don't want to say, like, a phenomenon of incels that are also going around killing people, like, needlessly. But I think that there's a lot of commonalities between the two sort of online communities.
What are these guys, I mean, from your perspective, Vaginitarian, what should these guys do? I mean, if there's somebody out there listening to us, considers themselves an incel or on the borderline of becoming an incel, they're jaded, they're angry at their failures with women, you know, do they need to become the, what they describe here as the Chad? They describe these males who are having active sex lives. Do they need to hit the gym? Do they need to become the bad boy and be mean and nasty towards women? I mean, what's going to help these guys?
They need to start shooting dope.
They need to start looking for more kinky women.
No, seriously. That would get them past it, you know?
Shooting dope?
Yes. Because, A, if you shoot dope, you can always get sex. It may not be, it's going to be maybe
high risk,
maybe not explicit prostitution, but, and that's the thing. It would probably be okay if they didn't know they were paying for it.
But wait a minute, they are, I mean, look, so at first he said in the interview that it was about sex, but then later he does admit that he was angry that these girls would give their love and affection to obnoxious people.
Exactly.
So you were onto something
the
earlier.
The reason they fixate on the sex is that's the one part of, or at least I think in the case of those that are of friend zone origin stories, the reason they fixate on the sex is because that's the only thing missing in their relationships with these women.
If they have
that. They get everything but sex. Because the other guy doesn't want it, but he gets the sex. And that's why they fixate on the sex.
I don't understand why they don't just hire the prostitute then. If they're having everything else but the sex, hire the prostitute, problem solved.
Because it's not the same. Because it's not going to be a stable relationship. She's not going to marry you.
But
she's
you've already
marry
got the stable
the
friend relationship that you supposedly wanted.
Well, eventually she's going to marry this guy, or she's going to move on to another guy who says, oh, I don't want you hanging out with him. So it's not like it's a permanent option.
Yeah, but what relationship?
It's an unstable situation.
What relationship these days is all that permanent? I mean, the divorce rate is super high.
In theory.
I mean, so theoretically, like, you probably are going to get divorced anyway, so it's not even going
to
last.
I want to get to Vaginitarian's recommendations here.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I don't know how many of these guys there are out there, but there's a community of them online. You know, they're not uncommon, I would guess. But what do they do? Is it hopeless?
I don't think it's hopeless, but I think if you're a young man that's angry online because of the way your life is going, that the first step you need to do is get offline and then ask yourself what you actually want out in life, and then do what you need to do in order to do that, like take some personal responsibility. And going to the gym definitely couldn't hurt. Like, that's going to help anybody who's so angry and depressed.
Well, you don't want to wander around looking like David Hogg.
I mean, that's assuming that these guys aren't, you know, in great shape or whatnot. Or there is something.
They're not, because women are just as shallow as men.
I mean,
so if
sure,
they're
but,
in great shape.
sure, but it may not be something, in a lot of cases, it may not be something that these people can fix, their particular looks. It may not be the physical exercise. It may be some other deformity or, you know, unusual.
Grab yourself a gallery of mass shooters. One thing you'll notice about them, they're all funny looking. Well, what are you going to go through if you're funny looking in this life? You're going to be made fun of from birth till death. Nobody will love you. Nobody will be interested in you. So, of course, you're going to be outraged at the world, you know? Frankenstein, the actual book by Mary Shelley, is the Frankenstein's monster is articulate. He's intelligent. Mm. He is caring.
But he's ugly.
But he's ugly because he's been reassembled from parts. And so he's miserable. His only friend is this blind man, okay, who can't see him, and so he brings stuff to the blind guy, and the blind guy, so the thing is, being unattractive, you know, well, basically, I think it's one of the reasons that suicide should be legal.
Wow. Vaginitarian, thank you for weighing in. Do you have more you wanted to say on the topic?
No, Randy.
Good call. Thanks for making it here tonight. Appreciate that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got time for you if you want to weigh in here on the incel problem. What's the solution? It's not suicide, so there's got to be something else. Maybe it is prostitution or professional snugglers or just going gay.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge Wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733, and good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. But eating right all the time can be a challenge, and travel and work schedules can get in the way. Or maybe you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has a solution for you with just 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their vegetable capsules. You can get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a lot of nutrition. You can go online at balanceofnature.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And then after your third month, then Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. So go to balanceofnature.com. You can use discount code FTL to get the deal. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, at balanceofnature.com. We've been talking about the folks who call themselves incels or involuntary celibates. People who are angry at the world, more specifically angry at women for not giving them love, affection, or sexual attention. One man, Alec Manation, ran down 24 people in Toronto on a busy street. I believe he ran up on the sidewalk and plowed into them with a van afterwards in a 4-hour-long interview with police. He explained that he was angry, quote, angry that they would give their love and affection to obnoxious brutes, referring to the young women that he attempted to speak to while at a what sounds like a perhaps a college party or a Halloween party when he was about 19 or 20 years old. He was 26 when he ran down 24 people in Toronto. Manation claimed to have been in contact with Elliot Roger, who killed 6 people and himself in 2014 at the campus of the University of California, Santa Barbara. Roger was a self-described incel who posted deeply misogynistic videos and a sprawling online manifesto calling for what he described as an overthrow of feminist domination.
Mm-hmm.
Further, the group views their inability to meet women as punishment for their status as beta males and direct their anger at people with active sex lives who they derisively call Chads and Stacys. Manation told police he was, quote, radicalized, unquote, at around the time of Roger's attack and began to fantasize about starting his own, quote, rebellion. He said, I was thinking that I would inspire future masses to join me in my uprising as well. Well, thankfully, he has not successfully done that. There has not been an uprising. There has not been any significant so-called incel murders, thank goodness, since this guy. Unless you want to call all the other shootings incels, and maybe some of them are.
It would be interesting to look into that and find
how
many of them were incels. Who maybe hadn't connected to that community, but that was their situation.
He told police he had decided that a 10-foot-long delivery van was, quote, the perfect medium size to use as my weapon, unquote. While he hadn't initially chosen Yonge Street as his target, one of the busiest thoroughfares in Toronto, he decided it was, quote, time to go for it, unquote, after seeing all of the pedestrians milling about the shops lining the streets. He told Thomas, quote, I'm thinking this is it. This is the day of retribution. He also revealed how the attack was stopped, saying, quote, someone's drink got splashed on my windshield, and I was worried that I would crash the van anyways. He said, explaining why he stopped the vehicle and got out. He then sought out a police officer, hoping to provoke a suicide by cop. But he forgot he was in Canada.
Go to Chicago, yeah. Bro.
And the officer, Ken Lamb, resisted opening fire on Manation, even though Manation repeatedly pretended to draw a weapon. Manation said, quote, unfortunately, he didn't react, unquote. His trial will begin in February of 2020. No jury. It will be just a bench trial with a judge.
Wow.
So there you go. 855, 450 free. Let's go to Epicurus, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Epicurus. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
I called in about a different topic, but actually I would like to chime in on this incel thing you guys are talking about.
Sure.
Actually, I'll give a little shout-out to Ernest Hancock over at Freedom's Phoenix, too. So he had a show a few a couple months ago. He had a guy named Dr. Robert Glover as a guest, and he was talking about his new book called No More Mr. Nice Guy. And I bring that up because I think it's pretty relevant to the incel situation. Basically, what Robert Glover mentions is that there's a phenomenon in American culture right now where men are very unhappy, and he gets the way he describes it is because they're following a paradigm, a roadmap for life, a set of rules that they've been taught all their lives that if they follow, they will be happy. And for the most part, it's these rules have been instilled in them from women. And he describes the situation as it's no one's fault. It's because of war, because of industrialization, because of a lot of other factors. Men are not present in the upbringing of boys, so boys don't get to see how men behave. They get to see what men are like through the eyes of the women that raise them, women as teachers, women as, you know, as mothers, as single mothers and whatnot. So these men are following paradigms for happiness that don't really work. They're following certain rules like avoid conflict, always be the mediator, sacrifice for women, for your family in general. Don't look out for yourself. Always put someone else in front of you. And it's left a lot of, these guys are following these rules, but they're still very, very unhappy, and they don't understand why. And even though...
And men who act like that... will be regarded by women as weaklings, and they will be incels. If you live a humble, self-effacing life, you will be an incel.
Exactly, and if I could, I'd like to quote a couple sentences from this book, No More Mr. Nice Guy, if that's all right.
And that's why they're so horrible when they explode, is because it takes them so long.
Yeah, it builds up. So there's one quote here. The one particular type of a quote nice guy that Robert Glover mentions is the enmesher. The enmeshing nice guy makes his partner his emotional center. His world revolves around her. She is more important than his work, his buddies, his hobbies. He will do whatever it takes to make her happy. He'll give her gifts, et cetera, et cetera. He will even tolerate her bad moods, rage attacks, put up with a lot of bad stuff, I'm paraphrasing, all because he loves her so much. He calls these guys table dogs. They kind of, in a way, they kind of just hover around waiting for scraps of, like, emotion, waiting for that odd sexual encounter, you know, every once in a while. And the way he describes it, the women pull away. These guys, they focus on the woman, as he describes it, kind of like a... he uses kind of a hose analogy. He's kind of like an emotional, like, hose. He's kind of trying to get something out of the woman to fill a void in himself. And he focuses too much on her, and she backs away and goes, whoa,
yeah,
hey,
the woman wants attention, but she doesn't want attention, right? Like, you give
her
too much.
Well, she wants attention from somebody who doesn't want to give her attention.
Yeah. So, Epicurus, if you want to stand by, you want to talk more about it, it's an interesting subject, you're welcome to continue here with us. Our number, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio, Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Committee on Foreign Affairs has subpoenaed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for documents related to President Trump's interactions with the Ukraine president as part of its impeachment inquiry. The subpoena demands Pompeo provide documents by October 4th. On Friday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says opening an impeachment inquiry against President Trump is about national security. Republican Senator of Texas Ted Cruz doesn't believe Nancy Pelosi is all in when it comes to impeaching President Trump.
I think Nancy understands that impeachment is a train wreck for the Democrats. She has been trying to hold back the hordes. And you know, watching her, it almost reminded me of a hostage video. I think she was blinking SOS.
Cruz, speaking on Fox News, also believes the impeachment inquiry against the president is a mistake. In your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 71 points to close the week at 26,820. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us. Here, our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the right, supposedly, to be forgotten. Is that a thing? Well, it is in Europe. We're going to talk about that on the way here tonight. There's been a court decision regarding it, and Chris, you've got that story. That's on the way. But for the first part of the show, we've been talking about the incels, the involuntary celibates. And these are men, and I don't know what the age ranges are. The ones you hear about tend to be in the younger range, like in their 20s. But there may be older incels. I don't know. I've never really deeply looked into to this particular community. I've only talked about it on the radio a few times when it's in the news. And this guy, Alec Manation, definitely brought the incels into the news back in 2018 when he attacked people on the streets of Toronto by renting a van and running them down, murdering 10 people and injuring another 16 on top of that. He ended up giving himself up to the police after attempting and failing to get the police to shoot him to death by pretending like he was drawing a gun on the cop. The cop was a Canadian, because it's in Toronto where this happened. And, of course, you don't ever hear about Canadian cops killing innocent people like, you know, they do here in the United States. I'm not saying
they're
he was
innocent. They're not as cowardly there.
Yeah, exactly.
Very true.
Yeah, I don't mean to suggest he was innocent, but you don't hear about the police and the constant murders that happen on behalf of the police here in the U.S. You just don't hear that sort of stuff out of other policing forces in the Western world, at least. So Epicurus is with us here. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Also, Discord calls are welcome over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where we're going next. But first, Epicurus, you had some more to share with us. You were reading a book, or you were giving us some excerpts or a summary, I guess, of a book that was called, what was it again?
It's called No More Mr. Nice Guy by Dr. Robert Glover.
Okay. And the point is to encourage men to not be nice, because that doesn't get them anywhere?
Well, that's a misdemeanor a little bit. It's a specialized term he's using when he says nice guys. It's a certain type of guy that acts, that has been, you know, raised by women and is very passive aggressive and very, that avoids conflict. It's a very specific type of guy. But no, guys to not be nice. He's just telling guys to be, how they can be more assertive, and more masculine. And if I were going to give any advice to these incel guys, I'd tell them, from what I read from this book, just try to spend more time with men, specifically men that know how to be masculine and that know how to behave on equal terms with women. And I would say don't hang out too much with the other incel guys, because those guys have the same problems as you do, and you're not going to learn a whole lot from them.
That is a very interesting piece of advice, and probably there's some truth to that. If you're not getting it your way, and hanging out with other people who are not getting it their way, is not gonna move your chances of success further.
If he's having trouble, if the incel that we're talking about, this sort of the creature, if the incel's having trouble relating to women that he's interested in, how's he gonna relate to these guys that he's also purportedly looks down upon, right? Like, these are
what he needs to do is go find a Jordan Peterson Jordan Peterson is a psychologist, also in Canada, interestingly enough. And he became famous because he said that if trans pronouns were required by law, he would not use them. Mm.
And that's something that could happen in Canada, because they don't have free speech.
It has happened in Canada, and I don't know if there have been updates on that case. But they have to find somebody who understands their problem and can teach them, you know, how to interact. So that's almost the pickup artist route that I mentioned earlier, where you learn to manipulate women. Although, you know, if you find a guy who isn't, who's gotten over whatever misogyny he developed, and it's not going to be... The pickup artist types tend to be pretty misogynistic, and there are other ways to do it.
You know, it's just interesting that we're describing these, you know, these people as, like, people like autistic kind of individuals. And I know a lot of people who are autistic, and they have relationships. So I don't know that... It seems a bit off to be putting
it's
in
not
that
just,
way.
It's not just... I don't think that all of them are autistic, and
it seems like it's coming from some other arena.
It's more. I think they actually hit it on the head. Is being raised by feminists and being raised to think that being a man is bad, and that you shouldn't be so aggressive, and you shouldn't be so loud, and you should be quiet like your sisters. Mm-hmm. Okay, exactly. And if you're quiet like your sisters, the girls are going to see you as one of the girls.
It seems to me like if that,
and therefore they want to have sex with you.
Exactly.
They're not,
but they'll form a friendship with you.
The case, it sounds like these people are probably just not, you know, making enough of an effort to go out there and present themselves as, you know, looking for a date, you know, looking for a relationship.
Yeah, and we don't know what his history is. All we get is this brief mention of the murderer in this case. Mm-hmm. He said that he went to a party and was rejected by women at the party. So we don't know if that was his one time where he tried and failed and he didn't try again after that.
I strongly doubt that. I would suspect that was an emblematic experience of his life that he reported. Maybe a night that was particularly humiliating to him.
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe a night that he thought was going to make some sort of point.
You know, it may also be this impression that, you know, people are like, I suspect, and I don't know, but I suspect that your average straight guy is going to get rejected 9 out of 10 times.
I bet you're right about that.
And I'd say you're about right.
You're giving these young people the impression, right, if not more, you're giving these young people this impression that, you know, they just have to, you know, ask a girl out or maybe a couple of girls, but they'll get a date. But it's more work than that. Like, it actually takes energy.
I've had a couple tell me yes, but then it doesn't go anywhere. So, yeah. Right. Like,
yeah, and that's rarely a part of one of the things that we have to keep to remember is that, like, people are growing up learning to date and interact with humans from movies made by Harvey Weinstein. Mm. So, are being a little bit, I mean, really, I remember as a kid, like, rewiring what I thought as a result of watching movies, and thinking, yeah, that outcome does make sense. Well, now I find out that a lot of these movies are made by monsters. So that's problematical, especially if you're not having strong masculine role models and you're not living in a country that rewards sanity.
Epicurus, you're trying to jump in there. Go ahead, please.
One of you guys were mentioning that it may be a lack of effort on the part of these incels. I don't think that's necessarily the general problem. I like the way that Robert Glover puts it. There's a paradigm. There's a roadmap to happiness that these guys are following. These guys have been trained, their whole lives by the women in their lives that if you follow these certain rules, you will be happy. Never talk bad about a woman. Always, sacrifice for a woman. Never start conflicts. Always be passive. They're following these rules. They're following them. And then they fail, and so they keep following these rules harder. They keep trying harder and harder. Mm-hmm. So it's not a lack of effort. It's a lack of it's the fact that they're following the wrong roadmap to happiness. His example is if you had a roadmap of you're following a roadmap of New York, but you're in Seattle, yeah, and you can't get to where you're trying to go, don't try harder.
Following the map harder is not going to lead you to success in that case.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. If it's the same person that you keep trying harder and harder with, I think you're right.
Yeah,
but if you're trying with a different person each time, I can't imagine that there's anybody who's going to be out there.
And there may be a point at which these guys got rejected 5 times and then they just stopped.
Gave up. Right.
You know, they didn't get to 10 or 20.
I would say that's pretty rare. I think you're probably looking at people who have been rejected a lot more than that.
Because being rejected five times
doesn't drive you to homicide.
Well,
you're not crazy.
We're not talking about a crazy person.
I don't think we're talking about crazy people here. I think
99% of them aren't doing homicides, though.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just complaining on the internet and feeling bad. And
you've got a point there.
Epicurus, stand by. Or now, don't stand by. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate the call. We got to get to Mortified Penguin on the line here as well. Our toll-free number is 855-453. You know, some of these guys had an unrealistic expectation of what they could accomplish in a lot of cases, and maybe their standards are too high. Maybe that's one of the issues as well. More coming up here in moments. They think they deserve a certain level of looks, I guess.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, there's also plenty of features on our website where you can go and enjoy various different things, including downloadable archives and our webcam. All of that stuff is free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their website. Go to freetalklive.com and also get on over to local.bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. And it's a global trading platform where you actually have privacy for the first time. The other platforms out there, they want to know who you are and where you're from. There's no ID requirement to join over at local.bitcoin.com, and all communications between buyers and sellers there are encrypted. Now, as a buyer or seller, if you do need to bring an administrator in for, say, like a dispute resolution, then you can authorize them to see the text of the sale. But by default, even the administrators of the site don't know what buyers and sellers are saying to one another. Go to local.bitcoin.com and get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. There's dozens of payment methods you can use, some more risky than others. We go to more of your calls and thoughts here. We've been talking about the incel phenomenon, and we've got Mortified Penguin on the line with us on our Discord server. Go ahead, Mortified Penguin.
Hey, guys. Hey. You guys continue to talk about the incel topic and everything. And I've read a few discussions that I didn't participate in on Discord about the incel. It's back in the news. I think a lot of it was actually the same story, the sentencing of this guy. Mm-hmm. And I think there's
he has
some
not been sentenced, causes. Just to be clear. He has not gone to trial yet. Alec Manation is in custody. His trial will begin February.
Well, I remember when the story actually happened, and it was, I guess, back in the news. And some of the things that I've kind of heard about incels, because people go on these forums, people look at it, take deep dives into this really weird community. And some of the things that I've heard that I agree with, you know, in those conversations, what you guys have said somewhat, is that, I mean, yes, there is certain attitudes about masculinity, but at the same time, you know, we can't say that hyper aggressiveness or confrontation is you know necessarily valued in society so much in general, in any kind of civilized society. But at the same time, of course, you know,
are we in a civilized society?
Well, that's arguable, but you know, in any sort of you know organized peaceful society, what I think I kind of hit on is the thing about expectations and the fact that society and through the media and stuff, they create this expectation that you can just go out and talk to people, get laid. Women will, because they're not always bad looking or out of shape. In many cases,
you're talking about the incels. You're saying the incels,
yeah.
Okay.
They're not. That's not the common feature of them. It's two things. So the first thing is that they have a lot of times this expectation that they will go out and it's all about talking to women and saying these things and that things and getting laid. That's where the whole pickup artist thing that I back in college, like guys were into that stuff. Like you neg women and you say these things and that thing, and she shows this.
Neg?
That's
pickup artist terminology, right? Neg?
Giving
women.
Backhanded compliments.
You have to peacock and you know dress ridiculously, all these weird things, and end up getting one of my friends maced, but that's a whole other story.
Maced.
Every life a little mace must fall.
He took that stuff to heart, but so they have this expectation from movies and stuff, like you were saying, that you know you can just go out and get laid and score, and you know that's just what's normalized for them. And when they don't achieve it, because I mean, let's face it, even men that do get rejected a lot of the time, and even the pickup artists know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, not 99 rejections and you get it once and you're successful.
Right, but the difference is, nobody. We were talking about how the pickup artists have some of the same mentality, but they're coming at it differently. They're not, you know, necessarily appreciating a lot of these women. Well, they're trying to manipulate them, and they know they're going to get rejected, and they come into it with that expectation. Right?
Yeah, the way I view the pickup artist is they were basically incels. Okay, they couldn't get there. Absolutely. For a long time being who they actually were.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody taught them to play a game that makes it that well enough that they can get there once in a while.
Right.
And so that 100%. But they haven't done it by becoming authentically better.
Yeah.
They've done it by learning a formula to play with people's heads.
Yeah. And the other thing is Yeah, definitely. And the other thing is that, and this is common with a lot of things, actually. So these people, they go online, they find these communities of like-minded people, they form these echo chambers, and they create these identities, like incel, which did not exist when pickup artists was a thing, even though I think it was, you know, spiritually some of the same people.
Sure.
But, same kind of people. But, like, they form these communities, and it's just an echo chamber, and it concentrates with just hatred and hatred and hatred of women. Because it's not because they can't get sex, because clearly there are sex workers. Clearly there are people that are a little bit, you know, less desirable on the, dating scale. That's not the issue. The issue is they're not desired by the women that they want and they feel entitled to.
Well, they're not desired by anyone. I mean, going to a sex worker, you're not being desired. George Washington and, probably not Washington that much. He's on the one.
But there may be women who would desire them, but they would not be within their what they consider to be their wheelhouse. They may be too old, or unattractive or whatever. They're not the women that these young men are attracted to. So, I mean, there's always, like, for instance, I was saying during the break, like, if I were to go gay, like, I'd have plenty more options than I do with women, because there's plenty of them that are attracted to me, and I know it. And
But if you're a straight guy, that's not, I mean, if you're a completely straight guy, then
there aren't
that's
that many
like
completely straight
the
guys.
Opposite of what's going to make you feel like a man.
Well, I understand that.
So that's,
it's not something I want to do, but I'm just saying, if what you want is attention from another human being, then don't be picky about it, and you can get attention from another human being. If you want attention from a very specific person that looks in a certain way, that's going to be a lot harder.
Well, I mean,
and that's what they're failing at.
I don't know.
If they signed up for Grindr, I bet you
they'd... Woody Allen did say that being bisexual doubled your chances of having a date on Friday night.
I would say it would. But, if they sign up on Grindr, they're going to get people interested. I guarantee it. Yeah. I guarantee it.
You want the people that you want. I mean, you do want to be... You do. Yeah. I understand the need to not... to be actually desired and have genuinely, you know, a relationship and not just, you know, pay for it. I get that doesn't work. I totally get that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, again, it's not purely about the sex is, I guess, the point.
But then
it's definitely not the echo chamber.
I will say that being able to pay for some substitute love might well keep, you know, of the fraction of these guys who kill from doing so. But buying sex isn't easy in this society. People get robbed by hookers all the time, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank the government for that, though. That's because of the black market.
Definitely.
So legalized prostitution, I think, if nothing else, if some guy would drag these guys to a prostitute every 6 months and just make them do it, you know, they might still be miserable, but they'd never get to the point where they killed, I think.
I think you're right about that.
That's been proposed. That's been proposed.
You know, it kind of begs the question of why can't people have relationships without having the sex connected to that relationship? You know, have a good relationship with somebody and then going off and have sex with somebody else.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Well,
it doesn't seem to me like that would be such a terrible thing from a psychological standpoint.
There are some people who, you know, are in a relationship because of, like, the kids, right? Like, they had a romantic relationship and they fell out of love for one another, but they had a kid. And they feel as though they must stay together for the benefit of the child, and they may actually be having sex with somebody else outside of that relationship.
Right, right.
So that probably happens.
That doesn't seem like such a terrible... I mean, I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem like such a terrible thing.
Polyamory,
if you like the person
work.
that you used to be attracted to, and you have a relationship, and you know, with kids or whatever, it doesn't seem like that would be, you know, that big of a deal.
Not as unhealthy.
Non-traditional relationships like that can work, but they can't work when there's a party whose needs aren't getting met.
Okay.
The only way that you can be happy in a non-traditional relationship, because you're bucking all of society to do this, so the only way you can be happy and do that is if your needs are legitimately getting met.
Good call.
Because if they're not, you're going to have to get out of there.
Penguin, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We got hour number three on the way. We're moving on to the right to be forgotten. That's where we're going in hour three. But if you still got comments on incels, you're still welcome to call in. I think we've covered the story here to the extent that we can. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. And maybe you are an incel. You want to talk about it? We're here. It's Free Talk Live. Hour three's next.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.